Hello, I am Professor Mahesh Agnihotri, your host for the episode number 21. I have been publishing episodes on the subject Fundamentals of Investing. So far, I have published a number of episodes on the various topics of investment. In the last few episodes, we had discussed the various types of derivatives. In this episode, we will discuss the tips for creating an investment plan for beginners. As we all know, money can't buy happiness. But yes, it can buy security and safety for you and your loved ones. Human beings need money to pay for all the things that make your life possible, such as shelter, food, healthcare bills, and of course, a good education. You don't necessarily need to be a Bill Gates or have a lot of money to pay for these things. But you will need some money until the day you die, because money is necessary for obtaining the goods and services for you to survive. To earn money, one needs to invest properly. But there are some people who have a good job and they have surplus funds. Even then, they should invest. Today, we find that there are some people who hold cash and cash equivalents and feel happy and comfortable. But the fact of the matter is, they should not be happy by just having some cash and cash equivalents. Why? Because it is quite possible that they may have opted for a terrible long-term asset, which virtually pays nothing, and in fact it depreciates in value as the time goes by. But that does not mean that you should be greedy. I don't say that. Not doing what we love in the name of greed is poor management of lives. If you are not investing, let me tell you, you are doing it wrong. This is what Warren Buffett says. Let me tell you more about Warren Buffett. Warren Buffett is one of the greatest investors who started investing at the young age of 11. He started with $100 and now the total wealth he has is more than $75 billion. And now he thinks that he started late. Let me tell you, he is one of the richest men in the world. That means that it's not about money or wealth you have. It's about the knowledge you have if you invest in stock markets and if you become rich. Let me tell you that. It also means that there are no real barriers to you in getting rich if you are willing to work hard and earn money. Making an investment plan involves more than just choosing a few stocks to put money in. No, it's not that easy. You have to consider your current financial situation and your goals. It's also important to define your timeline and how much risk you are willing to take in order to determine your optimal asset allocation. So these things we will be discussing in the form of the tips, one after the other. So to start with, tip number one, or step number one, you can say. The first tip is you should define your current financial situation. This is the first point to be considered in making an investment plan for the future. And this has to be defined, because unless you define the present financial position, you cannot go ahead further in creating an investment plan. You can do this by making a budget to evaluate your monthly disposable income after expenses and emergency savings. This will allow you to determine how much you can reasonably afford to invest once you make a budget. It is also important to consider how accessible or liquid you need your investments to be. If you might need to cash in on your investment quickly, you would want to invest in more liquid assets like stocks rather than in something like real estate, which takes a longer time to earn more money. This is about the defining of your current financial position. Once you do that, you have to define your goals very clearly, whether it is a short-term goal or a long-term goal. Irrespective of that, you have to define your goals very clearly. This is the second important point for consideration, that is to make an investment plan, and you have to define your goals. You know why? You should know actually, why are you investing? What is the purpose of your investment? What are you hoping to earn money for? These are some of the questions which you have to ask yourself. This could be that you need to buy a new car in a few years to retirement, to retiring comfortably many years down the road, maybe, because if you have started early, many years, and it makes sense to start investing early. Or another reason could be you may plan to have a travel with a family to some overseas destination. This is another goal which you may have. You must also define the time horizon of your goal. How quickly do you want to make money from your investments? Do you want to see quick growth, or are you interested in seeing investment growth over a period of time? All of your goals can be summed up in three main categories, I feel. The first one is about safety. The second one is about the income. And the final one is about the growth. Safety is when you are looking to maintain your current level of wealth, whereas income is when you want investments to provide active income to live off, and growth is when you want to build your wealth over the long term. You can determine the best investment path for you based on which of these three categories your goals fall into, that is the safety, income, and the wealth. That is about the second important point. Now let us discuss the third one, that is, you need to put in place your risk tolerance level. This is the third step in crafting your investment plan, and that is to decide how much risk you are willing to take for you to make more money. Generally speaking, the younger you are, the more risk you can take, since your portfolio has time to recover from any losses. And if you invest for the long term, there is a possibility that you earn more money and the losses are minimal compared to the short-term investment. And if you are older, you should seek less risky investments and instead invest more money upfront to spur growth. Investing for retirement is important at any age, but the same strategy should not be used for every stage of your lifetime. Let me tell you here some of the points connected to this. Those who are younger can tolerate more risk, but they often have less income to invest. That is a problem. Then those who are near retirement may have more money to invest, but the thing is, less time to recover from any losses. So, asset allocation by age plays an important role in building a sound retirement investing strategy. Additionally, I can say that riskier investments have the potential for significant returns, but also major losses. Taking a chance on the undervalued stock or a piece of land could prove fruitful, or for that matter, you could lose your investment altogether. If you are looking to build wealth over the years, you may want to choose a safer investment path. The other important point to be considered is to decide where to invest. There are many different accounts you can use for your investments. Your budget, your goals, your risk tolerance will help you guide you towards the right type of investments for you. Consider securities like stocks, bonds, mutual funds, long-term options like 401k plans and also the IRAs and the bank savings accounts or the certificates of deposits. You can even invest in real estate, art, and other physical items wherever you decide to invest. Make sure to diversify your portfolio. That will help in minimizing your losses. You don't want to put all your money into stocks and risk losing everything if the stock market crashes. For example, it's best to allocate your assets to a few different investment types that fit in with your goals and risk tolerance in order to maximize your growth and stability. Once you reach this step in the process, it may be appropriate to find a financial advisor if you think so, because an advisor can help you determine the best ways to invest your money based on your current financial situation and, of course, your goals. Then another tip that I would like to give you is to monitor your investments. Once you have made your investments, it is not wise to just leave them alone. Every now and then, you should check in to see how your investments are performing and decide if you need to rebalance. For example, maybe you are not putting enough money into your investments monthly and you are not on track to reach your goals. Or maybe you are depositing more than you need to and you are ahead of schedule. Maybe you want to move your money to a more stable investment as you get closer to achieving your long-term goals. Or maybe your investments are performing well and you want to take on even more risk to reach your goals sooner than later. So it's important to go through the assessment steps that you follow to create your plan every few years to ensure everything is going according to your plans. You should make any changes or adjustments which are necessary from time to time. Let me tell you some of the things that you need to consider when monitoring your investments. Number one, assess your portfolio's performance. That is, check the returns and ask, is everything still on target to meet your goals? And if that is happening, fantastic. Then the second point is, review your individual funds. Actually, different fund managers perform well in different circumstances. It is likely that your position and those of your investments will change over time. So it's very important to check that each one is performing as well as it can. Then the third point is, evaluate your asset allocation. This will ensure that your investment strategy remains balanced and in line with your risk appetite. In doing so, you will also check to ensure your portfolio is sufficiently diversified. For example, you have invested in equity funds only, or other classes assets for that matter. If your portfolio was split up equally into equity and bond funds, will this ratio be the same after 1 year, or will it change? And they do change, because the returns are not the same on bonds and equity funds. So the performance of different funds can vary. So over time, your portfolio may change from how it started out. It may be 60-40 in the beginning, but it can be 65-35 or 65 and the difference later. The point is, it will change. Then another point is, you have to review your future goals. It's essential for you to always have a clear idea of what these goals are and whether your portfolio is on track to achieve them. For example, if you are saving up for buying a new house, you will want to check your portfolio is built for growth rather than for income. Just like anything else in the arena of personal finance, becoming a good investor requires research and also experience. Nobody can deny this. If it's you first, if it's you are investing for the first time, the experience will come. So focus on soaking up information about the different types of investments that are available for you to invest. You should also take some time to consider all of the potential brokerages you could open an account with. In your comparisons, you should be sure to look through each firm's trading fees also, because sometimes there's a huge difference, which are available on investments and online features and more. So that is what is all about the tips for creating an investment plan. This is all for this episode. Till the time you are actively trading, always remember the two rules which Warren Buffett suggested investors to follow. I will repeat again. Rule number one, never lose your money. And rule number two, never forget rule number one. So this, please like, share, subscribe the podcast, and also recommend it to your friends as well. I will appreciate your views. If you want to have your own opinion, please email me on my email address agnihotripodcast@gmail.com. Thank you and see you in the next episode.